Cruising to victory. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Matt Hall is on track to win the UConn Quest today. The 25-year-old Two Rivers-based musher, who grew up on a homestead near Eagle, is on the final stretch of trail toward the downtown Fairbanks finish line. Hall completed a mandatory 8-hour rest and departed the race's last checkpoint at Two Rivers at 12:30 this morning for the 70-mile run into town. At last check, Hall's 10-dog team was moving at between 6 and 7 miles an hour, a pace that would get them to the Fairbanks finish line around midday. Hall had a more than 7-hour lead on second-place musher defending champion Hugh Neff at Two Rivers. Two-time past Quest winner Alan Moore is in third, another 2 hours back. 12 other mushers are on the trail all the way back to Circle, where Red Lantern holder rookie musher Sebastian Dos Santos Borges of France got on the trail to Central this morning. The ascent of Eagle Summit after Central is typically a major challenge when the UConn Quest finishes in Fairbanks. But as KUAC's Molly Reddig reports, mushers who crossed over the peak yesterday fared well.
Monday was a good day to climb a mountain, at least before it started snowing. Eagle Summit is a reckoning that comes at the end of the UConn Quest this year, less than 150 miles from the finish. At noon, Two Rivers musher Alan Moore stuffed a banana in his mouth at the Central Corner Roadhouse before heading back on the trail to tackle the hill.
I'm ready to motor. Ready to get up that hill.
Eagle Summit climbs gradually upward for about 8 miles, drops down, swerves to the left, then gets super steep for a few hundred feet to the top, so steep that it's less a walk than a crawl. In 2011, Moore hand-carried each of his dogs one by one when his team quit on the final ascent.
Thing is, once you get going, you can't let them slow down too much and stop, or they won't get started again. So you got to run your butt off, and it will be painful.
Canadian Ed Hopkins was close behind him on Monday. He had his own checkered history with Eagle Summit. 2 years ago, his team turned around 3 times. He thought he'd finally made it up when the dog saw a wind cornice, got freaked out, and turned around again.
They're only like 20 feet from the top. Like, it's just right there. I was just like, another 3 seconds.
This year's goal was to keep momentum. By Monday afternoon, Hugh Neff had made it up and over the summit. He sat in a trailer at mile 101 of the Steese Highway, looking happy as bacon grease bubbled on the stove.
It's the bacon capital of Alaska.
He said he worked hard to get up the summit.
People think we just get on this magical chariot and we fly up the mountain. It ain't like that. You're another dog in the team.
He said kicking with one leg, as mushers usually do on hills, was not enough.
They'll let you get away with that a few times, but they want you out there walking too.
He jumped off the sled, attached leashes to the tug lines of his main leaders, and walked up the hill beside them.
Once that gang line gets tugged, it's all psychological. It's really not physical. And once that gets going, then the whole team, I was telling Michelle, within a couple minutes, I look back and the whole team is right next to me.
The checkpoint at mile 101 is a glorified pull-off, with 2 trailers and a few stacks of hay overlooking the feared mountain pass. It's sandwiched between Eagle and Rosebud summits, the last major features of the 1,000-mile race. It was dark when Esther musher Paige Drobny made her way up the summit. She was in 5th place. In Central, she fed her dogs before the big run, dishing out giant spoonfuls of wet kibble mixed with beef fat. But she personally didn't have much of an appetite. She was wearing 2 puffy blue coats and still shivering a little bit. Actually, she was just starting to feel normal again after getting food poisoning the day before. It hit when she was in Circle.
Literally, like, I packed my last thing on my sled, and then I puked, like, literally a 360 around my sled. And then was like, all right, time to booty. I feel great now.
But it was a big setback. She spent 10 hours resting in Circle instead of 6 and lost precious ground on the front of the pack. Drobny was running fast, actually faster than pretty much every other team in the top 10. While the leaders were moving 5 or 6 miles an hour, her team was averaging about 8. But because she was taking longer rests, she wasn't able to catch them. She said she was still trying to figure out how to be competitive without pushing her dogs too hard.
And I mean, I just really, like, these dogs are all still really young and, like, they're doing an awesome job. And I'd rather just have them come across the finish line happy and rested and ready to keep going, you know.
Mushers were picking up the pace on Monday as the extreme cold lifted and snowflakes started to fall. On the Yukon Quest Trail at mile 101, I'm Molly Reddig.
The musher who led for much of this year's Yukon Quest 2015 champion Brent Sass has shared details about what resulted in him scratching from this year's race outside Central Sunday night. In a Facebook post, Sass says two dogs in his team, Healy and Caputo, successively collapsed, and although they seemed to recover while being carried in the sled, the team's speed slowed dramatically. Sass says he opted to press the help button on his GPS tracker to get the dogs to a vet, noting they're the offspring of Quest's golden harness winner Basin, who died suddenly last year. Sass says he's concerned there may be a genetic issue. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 Yukon Quest is made possible by Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Samard Automotive, and Samard Chevron, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company. Proud sponsors of KUAC.